The following is an exclusive sports presentation from KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM. As the Wahai Blue Devils take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Blue Devils basketball, Roy Elia, on Walla Walla's KGDC.
And a pleasant good evening to you basketball fans, wherever you may reside in the Walla Walla Valley or surrounding areas, or perhaps this evening you're joining us by way of the internet. I'm Roy Elia, and we are delighted to have you with us for another night of Walla Walla High School basketball on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Blue Devil Radio is presented by Big Blue Boosters, promoting athletic excellence, pride, and sportsmanship. And speaking of Big Blue Boosters, be sure to mark your calendar for March the 28th. Annual Big Blue Booster fundraising dinner and auction will be occurring on that particular evening at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. All the activities will begin at 5 o'clock. Dinner will be served at 6. And more information on the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction scheduled for March 28th at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds can be obtained by contacting Walla Walla High School or Big Blue Boosters. Our broadcast location is presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Tallman's Pharmacy, 4 West Main Street in Walla Walla. And tonight we're coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside at the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium, where the Wahai boys basketball team will be playing host to the Sageview Lobos in a Mid-Columbia Conference matchup. Our three-point field goals will be presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Bruce Reed. Now, you know we can't talk about the ex-basketball and tennis star without referencing the blue shoes. The pair he wore in 1986 were the first Nike Air Jordans ever seen. And a big shout-out to George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. They will be donating $10 this season for every three-point make by the Wahai boys and girls basketball teams. Our quarters will be presented by our good friend and former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment, the Walla Walla Valley's complete truck repair headquarters specializing in petroleum and water trucks. Call 509-520-3401 or email Darren at darren@mountainhigh.com for more information. Free throws will be sponsored by our friends Allison and Kevin Peck at Walla Walla Daily Grind, 990 Northeast Rose Street in College Place. Its email address is www.dailygrind@gmail.com. And our baselines and sidelines will be brought to you by our friend and Big Blue Booster Peter Allen at Washington Trust Bank. Our substitutions will be presented by our friends at Zip Zone Conoco. They're on 9th Avenue in Walla Walla. Our scoreboard updates will be coming to you courtesy of our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. We are happy to have the Davenport family at Fresh Nature Foods on board this season. They will be sponsoring our Out of Bounds play of the game. And as you all know, our halftime report will be presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County. And during the course of that halftime report, we will be featuring halftime statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. at our postgame show, as you all know, presented by our good friend and Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. During the postgame show, we'll be featuring our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game, and final statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums, Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. The Wahai boys basketball team coming into play tonight 1-1 in Mid-Columbia Conference play. The Blue Devils 2-2 overall, coming off a nice 70-50 victory last Saturday night here in the Wahai gym over the Hanford Falcons. During the course of our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show, we'll be featuring starting lineups presented by Todd Kimball, a Coach's Corner interview with Wahai boys basketball coach Spencer Hessler. But coming up next, a player profile interview presented by ESF Solutions. We'll have that player profile interview for you when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner, and with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. The Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friend and Wahai graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. We are delighted to be joined by junior Derek Bingham for our player profile interview prior to an upcoming contest with Sageview. And Derek, let's look back at the weekend past. A split for the Blue Devils on the basketball court, a tough loss at Chiawana on Friday, but then a great bounce back, a 70-50 triumph in the Wahai gym last Saturday night over Hanford. So what were the things on Saturday that were working so well?
I would definitely say our defense. We worked hard getting shooters off the three-point line and forcing them to drive where we had our bigger guys to help us play defense, and just knowing what to do and knowing who's a shooter.
And how great a night was it knowing that every guy who got into the game scored?
I mean, it's always a good night if everybody, all 11 guys, get to score. It's good.
And you have done some good things, obviously, at one end, both ends. Now, I got to ask, speaking of offense, defense, what have you, that over-the-head thing was amazing. Was that the way you planned it?
Not really, no, but my grandpa always said, you ain't too old or young for the finger rolling, so it worked.
It worked very, very well. That was a highlight reel play, if ever there was one, quite frankly. So nice to know that the team will have some momentum going into this weekend's contest. First, it's going to be Sageview, kind of the unknown in the Mid-Columbia Conference this year, the new kid on the block, so to speak. But boy, did they have quite a contest last Friday night in the Tri-Cities, coming oh so very close to getting a win over Hanford. The Falcons prevailed in overtime, but by a mere 2 points, 81-79. So you're going to be facing another ball club this coming Friday that can certainly put points on the scoreboard.
Yeah, they're a tough team. We just got to know who wants to score and who wants to pass and who wants to shoot. So we just got to take them out the game.
And offensively or defensively, what are the most important things? Is it technique? Is it repetitions? What?
I would definitely say repetition. I think everybody on our team is very athletic, so just repping on how to slide and how to close out to a different way and just great repetition.
And going from your sophomore year to your junior year, how has the transition been? You got a pretty good taste of the varsity game a season ago, and now this year you're seen, I think, as one of the team leaders.
Yeah, it's honestly a big transition. I'm definitely one of the leaders on this team, and I pride myself in doing the right thing and keeping everybody held to a higher standard.
And you certainly had that opportunity during the fall, earlier in the fall, I should say, being a member of the Wahai football team. There were times this year when the Blue Devils did some good things, frankly, on the gridiron.
Yeah, it was good to be with my family on during the fall and on the gridiron. It was a blessing.
Indeed it was, and I suspect there'll be another blessing coming during the spring. Now, in the past, you've participated in baseball. Another member of the Bingham family that's vaguely familiar to me, some guy named David Bingham, certainly distinguished himself, well, frankly, in every sport, just about every venue he was in. He was a star and somebody to be reckoned with. But this spring, just before we started this interview, we're thinking about the possibility of going out for track and field.
Yeah, I'm excited to go out there and express my talents and athleticism on the track field and just getting better for football and basketball season.
And are there events that you're interested in?
Probably the 100 high jump and long jump.
All right, well, that sounds very, very good. Well, we've got you for your junior year, and oh yes, folks, he's only a junior, so we've got him one more year. Now, Blue Devil Nation, I know that excites you to a great degree, and we certainly want to thank Derek Bingham for his time and joining us for our player profile segment. It was presented by our good friend and Wahai graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. Coming up next, the Coach's Corner, when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone, presented by Big Blue Boosters. I'm Roy Elia. The Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. In the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. Head coach Spencer Hessler, the Wahai Blue Devils 4 games into the 2025-26 season. The Blue Devils 2-2 overall, 1-1 in the Mid-Columbia Conference, and coming off a very nice home win last Saturday night against Hanford, a final count of 70-50.
Yeah, I thought that was a good game for our confidence. Good game for my confidence as head coach, kind of trying to figure things out. The guys played really, really hard, took care of the basketball. Did some of the things we struggled with on Friday night. We improved for Saturday, and it was good to come out with the win.
Indeed it was. And talk about getting out of the gate, getting out of the gate fast.
Yeah, well, we're trying to preach a little bit more up-tempo this year. So Friday night we struggled a little bit because Chihuahua is so athletic, so we can't really play quite the way we wanted to. But Saturday we got a chance to come out and apply pressure and push the ball a little bit and had some success.
Indeed, and a great night for all the Blue Devils who got into the game. every one of them scored.
Yeah, it's pretty cool when you get everybody. I mean, it's hard to play 11 guys, and I said that in our post-game interview. It's tough, but get 11 guys in there and to everyone find a way to contribute was really special. Yeah.
It really was. And defensively, when the opposition is held to 50 points, you've got a pretty darn good chance of winning, and especially against a Hanford team that the night before scored 81 points in an overtime victory over your upcoming opponent from Sageview.
Yeah, I saw the 81, and I think we take pride in our defense, and I knew, like, we're going to come out, we're going to have better closeouts, we were going to take away things. So I knew they wouldn't get 81 on us. I didn't think they'd get 50 either, so it's a credit to our guys. That's kind of our strength, I think, is defense. We're all no one 6'8", so we got a bunch of 6'2", 6-foot guys running around, switching, playing to our strengths, and it's been successful for us so far.
With that said, Hanford had 18 field goals in the contest. 9 were from outside the arc, and some of those were at least a half a dozen feet behind the arc.
Yeah, this is a credit to our defense. Like, when we play the way we're supposed to be playing, we're communicating well, we're switching things, we're putting pressure on the perimeter. We kind of knew they were going to take some tough shots, so that was kind of part of our game plan, actually to run them off the three-point line, but they just kind of kept scooting back and taking tough ones, which if they make those, we'll live with that.
Well, upcoming, a couple of Mid-Columbia Conference tests prior to the Christmas break. The Blue Devils will be playing host to the new kid on the block on Friday, the Sageview Lobos, coached by former Walla Walla Community College assistant Case Rada. And then on Saturday, a road trip to Hermiston.
Yeah, big stretch for our program. We know the 3A sides. I mean, every game is important in our league. We take pride in every opponent we face. But 3A sides, you know, a little extra important, knowing that's going to have playoff implications on it. So two good teams we got to play against, but I think we'll be prepared and we'll be ready.
And in the case of Sageview, they showed that they're capable of putting points up on the board, 79 in that heartbreaking loss to Hanford.
Yeah, they got good players. I mean, their point guard Jakari was at Kamaikin last year, so we've seen him up close and personal. He gets downhill, he wants to attack, he puts a lot of pressure on the defense, so got our hands, you know, it's going to be a tough matchup for us, but I think our guards, we got guys like Micah and Kalama and Derek who are excited for that challenge. I'm excited to see what happens.
And on Saturday night, a road challenge at Hermiston, and the Blue Devils have had their share of success at Hermiston, similar to success that they've had against Hanford on the road, but are the wins ever easy? Well, maybe with the exception of that game where the 20-plus threes were scored by the Blue Devils, even the victories have been had their share of tense moments, including last season when the Blue Devils were able to pull one out, 58-53.
Yeah, they're always a tough place to play, and we know that going into it. We haven't really talked much about Hermiston yet, because I really want to focus on Sageview with our guys, but once we get through Friday night, we'll sit down on Saturday, and we'll go through some stuff with them, and we'll be ready to go.
And what is the state of the program through the first couple of weeks of the season from the standpoint of the Baby Devils?
JV's playing really well right now. It's exciting to watch their guys over there because they're doing exactly what we're doing on varsity, and they're running, they're applying pressure. They've had great success. They actually won at Chiawana, which I told Tyler I was a JV coach for 4 or 5 years. I never even got close winning over there. So they had a big win on the road over there. Freshman team's getting better week after week. I watched the C team play last night. They fought hard against Sageview. So got a lot of young talent in our program, and it's been fun watching them get out and compete and play hard.
Well, I guess the comeback to Coach Smith is, hey, when I was JV coach, we won a Gonzaga prep.
We did. That was true. I actually had 1 year at Chiawana where I got kind of cheated at the end. I lost by one, but they're a tough place to play, and I'm obviously happy for him. He's one of my good friends, so it's good to see our program get a big win over there. But, yeah, it's a hard place to win for sure.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC. Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And welcome back to the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside at the Wahigh Gym. The Wahigh Blue Devils about to take on the Sageview Lobos in a Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball matchup. And our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with starting lineups presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. The next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. The starting lineup for the Lobos, as announced by head coach Case Rada, former Walla Walla Community College assistant coach under Jeff Rhineland, Nano Contreras at guard, 6 feet 3 inches tall and a sophomore, Jakari Ellis at guard, 6 feet tall and a sophomore, Trey Garcia at guard, 5 feet 8 inches tall and a junior, Rashad Kinsey at guard, 6 feet 3 inches tall and a junior, and Gavin Bird at forward, 6 feet 2 inches tall and a sophomore. For the Wahigh Blue Devils, their starting lineup is announced by head coach Spencer Hessler. At guard, Micah Agard, 5 feet 9 inches tall and a junior, Derek Bingham at a guard slash forward, 6 feet tall and a junior, Jacob Griffith at a guard slash forward, 6 feet 2 inches tall and a senior, Colt Pemberton at a guard slash forward, 6 feet 2 inches tall and a senior, and Niall Dumpser at guard, 6'1" and a senior. Starting lineups were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. And that's going to do it for our pregame show. It was presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. And we will continue from the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium after we step aside for a three-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS 2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Bill and Brandon at 102 West Main Street. Fleener Zaro Wealth Management, a member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tolman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. In just a few minutes, the Wahai Blue Devil boys will be taking on the Sage View Lobos in a Mid-Columbia Conference matchup. Tomorrow, the Wahai boys and girls basketball teams will be on the road at Hermiston. Matinee action for you tomorrow right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. The girls game scheduled to tip off at 3:15, followed by the boys game at 5 o'clock. And we're planning to take the air tomorrow afternoon at 2:45 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. But first things first. First, this upcoming boys contest between Wahai and Sageview. In earlier action this evening, the Wahai freshman A team was victorious 51-31. In the junior varsity game, it was Sageview coming out on top by a score of 88-58. And now from the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium, here is our national anthem. And now, the Wahai Fight Song! And our first quarter this evening presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Jacob Griffith jumping center for the Blue Devils. He controls the tip to himself as he
outduels Rashad Kinney. Make that Rashad Kinsey for the opening tap. Blue Devils with the first possession of this contest. In the lane is Colt Pemberton, and he's going to be called for a three-second violation. Little indecision on the part of Colt, and the ball goes to Seju. The Blue Devils turn the ball over on their first possession of this contest after controlling the opening tip of this MCC basketball game. Seju in possession of the basketball. The new kid on the block in the Mid-Columbia Conference out of Pasco. Down in the low block here is Ellis with a turnaround shot. Missed it just inside the free throw line, and the rebound off to Derek Bingham. Bingham front court. Man-to-man defense by Sage Healy. Blows by the man-to-man defense. Misses the shot after going around Contreras. Contreras gets the rebound, and then the ball is ripped away from Bird. Goes to the near sideline. Washington Trust Bank sideline. Ball out of bounds to Sageview. Knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils. Sageview inbounding in front of its bench. Ball is controlled by Ellis. Round a pick out front. Gets it on the near side to Contreras. Into the lane he goes. Has the ball stolen by Dumpster. Dumpster goes the other way. Cut put up near side. It is good, and he is fouled after the thievery. Niall Dumpster goes to the other end and scores, and he is fouled. Fouled going down the near side. Fouled by Ellis of the Sageview Lobos. An early Dumpster fire here in the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium. Just a minute and 5 seconds after the opening tip. And the River Nile sinks the Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw to complete the three-point play. While high students far side picking up a chant of defense, Sageview in possession of the basketball. Contreras far side, free throw line extended. Off to Garcia, pass inside, goes awry and taken by the Blue Devils. Here is Derek Bingham with the basketball. He'll drive near side, he'll stop in the low block near side to Eggert. Eggert along the baseline, bounce it in the lane for Pemberton, and Pemberton scores! 5-0 the Blue Devils, 6:18 and counting time remaining first quarter. Ellis with the basketball. Jakari Ellis against Micah Eggert. Lost the ball, recovered it far side. Jumper on the way, not good, and the rebound off to Dumpster. Dumpster into the front court. Near side on the dribble is Niall Dumpster. On the near wing, Jacob Griffith. Down in the low block for Pemberton. Pemberton into the lane strong. He misses after a strong move to the goal. Ball knocked out of bounds by Sageview, and the Blue Devils will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Micah Eggert to do the honors. Micah bouncing inside for Bingham. Left-handed lay-in is good! Holy Toledo! What a start for the Blue Devils, and that out-of-bounds play is your Fresh Nature Foods out-of-bounds play of the game. And at the other end, Contreras driving to the goal beautifully on the far side. He is hand-checked and fouled on his way to the basket by Niall Dumpster. Dumpster with a foul. The first in the game on the Blue Devils. Sageview to inbound. Far side to Bird. Gets it up top to Kinsey. Far side it goes to Ellis. Around a pick. Goes along the baseline, kicks it in the near corner. Now it's on the wing. Now it is up top for a shot on the way by Kinsey that is no good. And the rebound off to Pemberton. Nice ball movement on the part of the Lobos, but it goes unrewarded. 5:20 and counting left in the first quarter. 7-0 the Blue Devils. Eggert near side to Dumpster. Now it's up top to Derek Bingham, far side to Eggert, free throw line extended. He'll drive on Ellis, goes along the baseline, gets it on the near wing to Pemberton. Three on the way by Cole, is off the front of the rim, no good. Battling for the rebound is Griffith, and he battles on the wing. Can he get the ball? Yes, he will. He'll get it to Eggert, near side, for a Bruce Reed three for the wing. Timeout, Sageview! 4:52 remaining to be played in the first quarter. Wahigh 10, Sageview no score, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Why do so many people listen to KGDC and KGDC2? Could it be our market exclusives on the top two names in conservative news? KGDC 92.9 FM has 10 minutes of Fox News each and every hour. And KGDC2 102.3 FM is the exclusive home of townhall.com radio news. Plus, our stations have market exclusives on powerful features such as Breakpoint, Focus on the Family Minute, Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, and more. 92.9 FM and 102.3 FM, the best radio in Walla Walla.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on AlaskaAir.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Sageview in possession of the basketball as we welcome you back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tolman's Pharmacy broadcast location, courtside. Three from the far side, off the glass and good for Nano Contreras. He banks in the three from the far side. And it's now a 10-3 ball game in favor of the Blue Devils. One of those cases where he missed the shot so bad he made it. Here is Dubser, far side, with a three-point response for the Blue Devils. From the far wing, another dumpster fire, and it's 13-3 the Blue Devils. And here's a lay-in by Contreras off a nice assist from the far side by Bird. 13 for the Blue Devils and 5 for Sageview. That is your Edward Jones Lawson Knights scoreboard update. Eggert near side to Dumpster. Dumpster loops it in for Pemberton at the high post. Goes in on Ellis, puts it up off the glass and off the iron. Bingham looks to keep it alive, but the loose ball comes off to Bird. Far side, Contreras. Now the far side it goes to Ellis, drives into the lane, throws up a runner, no good, but they call a bodying foul on the Blue Devils as Ellis hits the deck. And that is the first foul on Micah Eggert, the second on the Blue Devils. Ellis to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first is good. Scoreboard update just a few moments ago, presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is missed, but the rebound is taken by Kinsey of Sageview. The driving far side is Contreras, and he is bumped and fouled on a lay-in attempt by Colt Pemberton. And that'll mean more Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws for Sageview. Contreras at the stripe. First free throw. High arching shot is up and good. 13-7 the Blue Devils with 3:26 remaining in the first quarter. Next Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw up and good for Contreras. He has 7 points in the game, and a Zip Zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. Kalama Roberson has checked in. He replaces Micah Eggert. Derek Bingham, front court. Picked up by Contreras. Around a pick by Pemberton, near side to Dumpster. Dumpster driving on the near side. Bounce it in the far corner to Griffith, and Jay Griff going to be called for a travel. And the ball back to Sageview. So since the timeout, Sageview with 8 points to the Blue Devils' 3 after that 10-0 start by Wahai. 13-8 the Blue Devils, 3 minutes and counting left in the first quarter, and over and back violation going to be called as Ellis on the dribble was forced back out toward the midcourt area on a double team by Pemberton and Roberson. He stepped on the old equator, as the late, great Bill Shonley used to call it all those years. He called Portland Trailblazer basketball. The turnover gives the ball back to the Blue Devils. Bingham up top. Off for Pemberton. Inside to a cutting Roberson for an uncontested lay-in. Roberson scores one for the team. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. 15-8 the Blue Devils. A drive by Ellis. He'll lay the ball up and in, and he is fouled. Jakari Ellis drives to the goal strong, and he is fouled by Derek Bingham. That is four fouls in the quarter on the Blue Devils. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Luke Higgins into the ball game. He replaces Jacob Griffith with 2:32 remaining first quarter. 15-10, the Blue Devils. Ellis at the stripe for a Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. It is up, and it is around and off, no good. Rebound deflected out of bounds by Bingham, and the ball will stay with Sageview. Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Rafael Muniz into the contest. For Sageview, he replaces Ellis. Inbounds pass coming for the Lobos along the Washington Trust Bank baseline front court. Contreras looking to get it in, loops it on the far side, almost eluded the intended target, but is taken by Kinsey. Kinsey far side, a three on the way, off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Bird of Sageview. Sageview to reload. Here's a drive far side by Contreras, and he lays the ball up and in. Contreras with nine here in the first quarter, and it's 15-12, the Blue Devils. Between the rings with the basketball is Bingham. Inside for Dumpster, near side Higgins. Higgins dribbles to the wing, far side Pemberton. Pemberton, far side to Roberson. Up top to Bingham. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Bingham, far side, in the near corner. Here's a shot on the way by Higgins. That's good for three from the near corner. Three ball corner pocket for Cool Hand Luke. 18-12, the Blue Devils, 1:34 and counting left in the first quarter. Sageview in possession. Contreras up top. Bird open for three. It's going to be short. Rebound is deflected. Taken by Sageview. And a put back down in the low block. Up and good for Kinsey. 18-14, the Blue Devils. 1:15 and counting left in the first quarter. Bingham with the basketball. Picked up in a switch by Bird. Gets around Bird. Goes into the lane. Throws one up and in! Bada bing! Bada boom! 20-14, the Blue Devils. Now in the final minute time remaining first quarter. In the far corner, here's a three-point attempt put up. Going to be an air ball. Rebound deflected. Taken by Dumpster. That air ball by Garcia. Here come the Blue Devils. Near side, here is Dumpster. Near corner, Roberson. Three on the way. It's off the rim, no good. High for the rebound is Bingham. Bingham dribbles to the near side after out battling Garcia for the rebound. Goes around a pick by Pemberton. Picked up in a switch by Kinsey. Now Bingham goes in on the dribble, puts up a short one for two, in deep on the right-hand side. Derek Bingham with a half dozen, 22-14, the Blue Devils. Sageview in possession of the basketball. The shot clock is off, 17 seconds and counting left in the first quarter. Contreras at the free throw line gets it off the Bird at the high post for a shot that is no good from the near high post. Roberson with a rebound, now to Bingham. 6 seconds left in the quarter, four, three. Here's Bingham near side. Three on the way by Derek. Is off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound off to Kinsey. And at the end of the first quarter, Wahai 22, Sageview 14. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Three out of four people who are acquiring a dog desire a puppy. But don't overlook adult dogs that may be unwanted or those among the many animals available through local shelters and purebred rescue organizations. Adult dogs are usually housebroken and are accustomed to a less rigorous feeding schedule than a puppy. Plus, adult dogs will require less of your energy to make them part of your family. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The second quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to the Wawhide Gym. Roy Eli coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. Wawhide Blue Devil Boys 22, the Sageview Lobos 14. The second quarter is underway. Both teams making Zip Zone Conoco substitutions during the commercial break. Sageview with the first possession of the second quarter. Ellis on the far side to Muniz. Gets it down in the low block for Bird. Now gets it up top. Three on the way by Contreras off the back of the rim. No good. High for the rebound is Sageview. Muniz with the rebound, and he is fouled by Gabe Davenport. Zip Zone Conoco substitution who entered during the quarter break. Sageview inbounding on the baseline. Ball deflected by Eggert, taken by Higgins. Far side Davenport. Gabe will lose the basketball, recover it in the low block, drop it off for Jay Griff. His lay-in no good. Gets it back in the lane, and he is going to be tied up down in the low block. The Blue Devils will retain on the alternating possession. 7:28 remaining, second quarter. Blue Devils 22, Sageview 14. Far side here is Eggert. Bounce in the far corner for Davenport. He'll dribble out front, off to Micah Eggert. Eggert with a basketball. Round a pick by Higgins. Picked up in a switch by Contreras. Up top, Jay Griff, three straight away. Not close. Nothing but glass. And the rebound off to Sageview. Taken by Kinsey. Sageview in transition. Lane put up and missed by Muniz. Blue Devils come the other way. Here is Jay Griff far side. Is he going to take it coast to coast? He will. And he will not score. There for the follow is Eggert. He won't score. Rebound comes off to Griffith. His put back in the lane. No good. But he is fouled. Good work by the Blue Devils. Good hard work on the glass. And Contreras is the guilty party, picking up the foul, his first of the ball game. And Jacob Griffith to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first in and out of heartbreak. Blue Devils led in the first quarter by the 6 points apiece of Derek Bingham and Niall Dumpser. Contreras of Sageview at the moment leading all scorers in the game with 9. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Jay Griff. Rattles home. The Blue Devils by 9, 23-14. A knock away on the out-of-bounds pass. The ball will stay with Sageview. In the Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Niall Dumpser re-enters for the Blue Devils for Kalama Roberson. Ball inbounded to Ellis. Picked up in the backcourt by Micah Eggert. Ellis with a basketball. On the dribble. Near the midcourt area. Eggert stays with him. Between the rings with the basketball is Kinsey. Now it's Contreras. Shot clock at 10. Ball in for Bird. And Bird almost traveled, but not quite. Contreras with the basketball. Has it knocked away. It's taken by the Blue Devils. Here is Dumpser. Bounce pass inside. Taken by Muniz of Sageview. Pass on the far side. Contreras. He'll go to the other end. He'll lay the ball up and in. 23-16 in favor of the Blue Devils. 6:10 and counting left in the second quarter. Davenport, near side to Eggert. Bounce it up top for Davenport. One dribble, near side to Eggert. Up top for Griffith, far side Dumpser. Now it is Davenport, near side Jay Griff. Three on the way. Yes, sir! Jay Griff dials in from long distance to give the Blue Devils a 10-point advantage. 26-16, the Blue Devils, 5:44 and counting left in the second quarter. Here's Ellis, far side, throwing one up off the glass, and that's all. And the rebound off to Dumpser. Dumpser into the front court with a basketball. To the near side, he comes on the dribble, drops it off for Eggert. Micah Eggert with a basketball. On the dribble is Micah Eggert, far side Davenport. Now it is Jay Griff, near side. To Eggert on the baseline to Higgins. Bounce it near side. Eggert, he'll spot up for a three. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound deflected, taken by Muniz of Sageview. To get it up top to Bird. Drops it off for Contreras. Wide open for three. It's off the back of the rim. No good. High for the rebound is Dumpser of the Blue Devils. 26-16, the Blue Devils. 5:03 and counting left in the second quarter. Delighted to have you with us for our Blue Devil basketball coverage on this Friday night. Far side, here is Dumpser, a long three on the way. It's off the rim, no good, and the rebound taken by Kinsey. Passing the front court, in transition shot, blocked out of bounds by Higgins, but they're going to call a foul as he rejected the lay-in attempt by Muniz. Tough break there for the Blue Devils, and that will mean Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws for the Lobos. Uniz will shoot two with 4:45 left in period two. The free throw by Muniz. Good. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Bingham, Pemberton in. They are re-entries, and Smith checks into the ball game for the Blue Devils as well. Zip zone Conoco substitution for Sageview. Cade Bueller has checked in, a 5'9 junior guard. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw made by Muniz. 26-18 in favor of the Blue Devils. Here's Bingham at the free throw line. Drops it off inside. Lay it, put up and good by Pemberton. Pemberton gets free inside and a fine dish. Sets him up for the uncontested deuce. 28-18, the Blue Devils, 4:22 and counting left in the second quarter. Hinsey with the basketball. He will travel out front. And that unforced error will give the ball back to the Blue Devils. A bit of indecision on his part results in the Sageview snafu. The ball in to Micah Eggert. Eggert between the rings to Bingham. Derek Bingham, high post to Pemberton. Pemberton, pass inside for Dumpster. Bounce it near corner Smith. A three on the way by Smith, going to be short. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Sageview. And the Blue Devils will retain with 14 seconds on the shot clock. Blue Devils will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Micah Eggert up top for Bingham. Almost crossed the midcourt line. Off by an inch or so on that occasion. Nice body control on the part of Derek. Here's Eggert driving near side. Down on the low block. Turnaround shot just as the shot clock expires. It skids off the back of the rim. And the possession to Sageview. Far side, wide open. Muniz for three. Going to be short. Offensive rebound by Bird. And Bird is going to be fouled by Pemberton. Another offensive rebound for Sageview. Pemberton call for the foul. His second, team's third. And Bird to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first, after much deliberation, is around and good. Ellis re-enters for Sageview. A couple of zip zone Conoco substitutions for the Blue Devils. Kalama Roberson has re-entered. And Nate Allen in for the first time this evening. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Bird is up and good. He got them both. The Blue Devil lead is 28-20. That is your Edward Jones, Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Bingham just inside the free throw line. Jumper on the way, off the front of the rim, and the rebound off to Muniz of Sageview. Muniz stops at the top of the key, far side Contreras. He'll drive far side, throw up a runner, off the glass, and good. Contreras with a baker's dozen. And a timeout called by the Blue Devils, a 30-second timeout. 3:09 remaining in the second quarter. The Blue Devils lead is 6, 28-22. The scoreboard update was presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, by all means, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Blue Devils 28, Sageview 22. It is alumni night here at the Wahai Gym, and a lot of alumni in attendance, including Colin, the great manager, former manager of the Wahai boys basketball team. Did an outstanding job for 4 years. He is currently attending Oregon State University. Also nice to see Sal Snow in the house tonight. He is currently attending Western Washington University. Far side, here's Smith with a basketball. Inside for Allen, just inside the free throw line, drops it off for Bingham, and Bingham loses the basketball. Sageview the other way after the Wahai carelessness. Here is Ellis on the dribble against Smith. Off for Bird, back on the far side to Ellis. Ellis will drive by Smith, go into the lane. He will run over Bingham, and a foul is going to be called. A reach-in foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils.
It is called on Nate Allen. Blue Devils with 8 fouls here in the first half compared to only 2 for Sageview. And the Lobos will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Ball looped in to Contreras. Far side to Ellis. Ellis between the rings, Muniz. Far side to Ellis. He'll take a long three over Roberson and hit it. And that three-point goal makes it a three-point game. 28-25, the Blue Devils. 2:20 and counting left in the second quarter. Far corner, Allen for three, and that one's off the front of the rim. Rebound off to Bird. Far side, Muniz. Sageview in transition. Far side, Ellis. Three on the way for the tie, and that one is good. And we are tied at 28. Approaching the two-minute mark, time remaining in the second quarter. Derek Bingham with the basketball. Near side, Smith. And Smith is going to be bodied and fouled near side by Bueller of Sageview. Zip zone Conoco substitutions for the Blue Devils. Eggert and Griffith back. Smith to the sideline along with Allen. Ball comes into Eggert. Eggert with a basketball. On the dribble, around a pick by Pemberton. Near side, Roberson. Inside for Pemberton. Lay-in put up and missed. Rebound off to Muniz. And a grabbing foul going to be called on the Blue Devils. And that one is on Colt Pemberton, and I believe that's his third. And it's going to mean free throws for the Lobos. That is the third personal foul on Colt Pemberton. So Sageview, an opportunity here to take the lead with a minute and 42 seconds remaining to be played in the second quarter. Sageview with 14 points here in period two to just 6 for the Blue Devils. Muniz at the stripe for 2 Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. First one in the air. It is no good. He missed it. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Luke Higgins in for Colt Pemberton. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt coming for Muniz. It is up and it is good. And Sageview has the lead for the first time in the ball game. Lobos 29, Blue Devils 28. Derek Bingham with a basketball. Round a pick by Jay Griff. Picked up in a switch by Muniz. Now it is Eggert in possession. Micah drives into the lane. Turnaround shot up and good for Micah Eggert. Eggs all around for Blue Devil Nation. Scrambled if you prefer. 30-29, the Blue Devils, 1:15 and counting left in the second quarter. Far side, Ellis with a basketball. Round a pick by Bird. But Roberson stays with him. Near side, here is Contreras driving into the lane. Throws up a beautiful right-handed reverse lay-in for two. Contreras with 15. And the lead back to Sageview. 31-30. Here is Eggert driving far side. Lay-in put up and no good. Muniz with the rebound. Far side to Ellis. Free throw line extended. Outside the arc. Drops it in for Bird, who set a screen for him. Now it's in the far corner. Three on the way. Put up and no good for Muniz. Rebound off to Griffith. Bounce a pass near side to Bingham. Bingham down the near side on the dribble. He will go in on Ellis. He'll put it up no good, but he is fouled by Jakari Ellis. Derek Bingham to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws with 33 seconds remaining in the second quarter. The free throw by Derek Bingham in the air. It's good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Re-entering for Sageview is Kinsey. He is in for Ellis. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Bingham is up and good. And the Blue Devils reclaim the lead 32-31. Contreras far side. Guarded by Roberson. Looking to drive far side. Dribble the ball off a sneaker. Out of bounds. Nice defense on the part of Roberson. The ball will stay with Sageview. They will inbound on the Washington Trust sideline. The Washington Trust Bank sideline, far side, front court, free throw line extended. Muniz in for Contreras. About a 2-second differential between shot clock and game clock. 18 seconds and counting left in the second quarter. And a whistle away from the ball and a three-second violation called inside on the Lobos, and the ball back to the Blue Devils. Ball into Micah Eggert. Eggert into the front court. Round a pick by Higgins. Up top it is Jagres. Spots for a three. It's going to be short and go out of bounds with 2 seconds left in the second quarter. 32-31, the Blue Devils. Ball is going to be baseball, taken by Eggert in the backcourt. He'll baseball it the other way here at the halftime. The scoreboard shows the Wahai Blue Devils 32, the Sageview Lobos 31. Coming up next, the land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report. After a two-minute timeout, listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. For the first time ever, through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. We're going to be giving away $100 Visa gift cards to the first 50 customers who test drive one of our vehicles. Now, we have to limit these to one per family, but it really is that simple. Test drive any new or used vehicle and get a $100 Visa gift card, no purchase necessary. Come and experience our first ever 12 Days of Christmas event, and may all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai dance team performing here at the halftime break. A combination of current students and alumni. Wahai Blue Devil boys leading the Sageview Lobos here at the halftime break, 32-31. We welcome you to our halftime report presented by our good friend Phil Wasser, land title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. We begin our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report, I should say, with halftime statistics. They're presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. The first half story for Sageview. Contreras with 15 points in the first half. Muniz with 3, Ellis with 9, Kinsey with 2, and Bird with 2. Sageview with 10 field goals in half number 1, 3 from long distance. Sageview 8 for 11 from the free throw line in the first half, and Sageview was whistled for only 4 personal fouls in half number 1. We will look at the Wahai side of the ledger in just a few moments when we continue our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report. First, we're going to take a 1 minute timeout with the score Wahai 32, Sageview 31. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio.
presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's PappysPizzaAndPasta.com.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at KGDCRadio.com.
Back once again at the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium, Roy Elia coming here for our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. Wahigh Blue Devil boys leading the Sageview Lobos here at the halftime break, 32-31. And our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report continues by looking at Wahigh's first half statistics presented by our good friends, Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. In the first half, Kalama Roberson, 2 points. Micah Eger with 5. Derek Bingham with 8. Jacob Griffith with 4. 3 points for Luke Higgins. 4 points for Colt Pemberton. And 6 for Niall Dumpser. The Blue Devils with 12 first half field goals. 4 from Bruce Reed territory. The Blue Devils 4-for-4 from the free throw line. And the Blue Devils were called for 9 personal fouls in the first half of this contest. And our halftime statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Its Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. Halftime score, Wahigh 32, Sageview 31. We will conclude our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report after a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at the Wahigh Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Wahigh Blue Devil boys leading the Sageview Lobos here at the halftime break, 32-31. And we conclude our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report by telling you that we will be in Hermiston tomorrow for Mid-Columbia Conference contest. The Wahigh boys and girls will be taking on the Hermiston Bulldogs tomorrow over in Hermiston. We'll have all the action for you right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Airtime tomorrow afternoon will be 2:45. The girls' game is scheduled to tip off at 3:15, followed by the boys' game at 5 o'clock. Now, the girls were scheduled to play tonight against Sageview, but due to some disarray over at Sageview High School in Pasco, more specifically the coaching issues, player issues, and so forth, the Blue Devils awarded a victory tonight on the girls' side by forfeit.
But I understand in talking to Coach Rada earlier this evening, he states that things are looking a little better at Sage U from the standpoint of getting a head coach hired. And I believe they have 18 young ladies who have turned out for girls basketball at Sage U. So hopefully by next time these two schools get together, we will in fact have a Blue Devil basketball doubleheader for you and not a single header the next time the Blue Devils and Lobos get together. That's going to do it for our halftime report this evening. It was presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find Land Title of Walla Walla County. Wahigh Blue Devils, 32. Sageview Lobos, 31. And our third quarter this evening, presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. And Sageview will have the first possession of this third quarter. A nice second quarter for the visitors from Pasco. Sageview with 17 points in the quarter compared to the Blue Devils' 10. Wahigh got out of the gate quickly, led 10 to nothing right out of the chute, led 22 to 14 at the end of the first quarter. But to the credit of Sageview, came back to make a game of it here in the Wahigh gym. Sageview trailing by just a single point going into the second half of action, 32 to 31. And the Lobos will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline far side to begin the second half of play. The ball into Contreras. He is picked up by Niall Dumpser. Near side, Kinsey. Loops it on the near side for Ellis. On the wing against Micah Eggert. Ellis backing in. Gets it up top with the basketball is Garcia. Gets it inside for a lay-in put up and good by Kinsey. Sageview reclaims the lead, 33 to 32. Dumpster with a basketball. High post to Pemberton. Colts got to be careful. He had three first half fouls in for Bingham. In the far corner, it goes to Eggert. Bounce it on the far side to Pemberton. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Here is Dumpster far side. Dumpster on the dribble with four, with three. He'll drive far side and he'll lose the basketball far side. And the ball back to Sageview. Dumpster thinking that maybe the ball went off a Lobo sneaker, but the official on the baseline says otherwise. Here come the Lobos, leading 33 to 32. Contreras, near side to Ellis, spots up for a three, may have been partially blocked by Eggert. And here is Bingham out of the backcourt on the dribble. Derek Bingham picked up on the near side by Bird. Derek Bingham still on the dribble, near wing. Up top to Micah Eggert. Eggert with the basketball, around a pick by Pemberton. Far side Dumpster, far corner to Griffith. Shot clock at 8. Far side here is Eggert. Eggert driving into the lane, stops. Going to put up a fadeaway. It's good, near side. He rattled it home. In deep on the right-hand side, a remarkable shot by Micah Eggert to give the Blue Devils the lead. And at the other end, Kinsey with a reverse lay-in. And the lead back to Sageview, 35 to 34. That was an incredible shot in deep on the right-hand side by Eggert with a shot clock winding down. Micah Eggert, top of the key, Pemberton, now to Eggert. Eggert, near corner, Dumpster, three on the way by Niall is good! And that Bruce Reed three gives the Blue Devils a two-point edge, 37 to 35. Lost ball far side off of the Blue Devils, and the ball will stay with Sageview. Niall Dumpster, 9 points in the ball game. 2 minutes into the third quarter, 37-35, the Blue Devils. Up top, here's a three by Kinsey over Bingham. It's way off the mark. Nothing but glass and the rebound to Pemberton. And now to Micah Eggert. Eggert front court. He's picked up by Ellis. Round a pick by Pemberton. Picked up in a switch. Gets it up top. Here is Dumpster. Nice move. Goes into the lane. Bounce pass inside. And nobody home. And the ball back to Sageview. I think he looked to bounce it to Jay Griff on the baseline. But the pass not expected. And the ball out of bounds. Here is Contreras for Sageview. Top of the key, near side to Ellis. In the low block for Bird. Max Pemberton in, pass far side, deflected, and then lost on the far side by Kinsey. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. 5:24 left in the third. Blue Devils 37, Sageview 35. Hagert with a basketball. Pemberton top of the key. Pulled into the lane, far side, Jay Griff for three from the wing. It's off the rim, no good. High for the rebound, Bingham, no. He couldn't quite control it, far side. And the ball back to Sageview. Just off the fingertips of Derek Bingham. The ball to Sageview, and here is a stolen pass by Eggert. He'll try a three, far side. Good! Micah Eggert, a Bruce Reed three after stealing the out-of-bounds pass attempted by Ellis. 40-35, the Blue Devils. Here is Ellis into the lane, and he is going to be bodied and fouled as Jay Griff goes down in the lane. They're going to call a foul on Jay Griff. It's Blue Devils first of the second half, the first on Jacob Griffith. And Ellis to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first is short off the front of the rim. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Higgins and Roberson in for the Blue Devils. Pemberton and Bingham to the sideline with 4:55 left in the third. 40-35, the Blue Devils. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Ellis is up, and it is good. Ellis with 10. 40-36, the Blue Devils. Eggert with a basketball. Off for Dumpster. Dumpster drives far side, and he is going to be bodied and fouled on the far side by Garcia. Ray Garcia with a foul. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Eggert, far corner to Roberson. Roberson up top for Eggert. Three on the way by Micah. Going to be too strong. Rebound off to Higgins. Higgins was able to get that rebound away from two Lobos. Goes up for the shot, does not score, but he is fouled. What an effort by Luke Higgins, and a foul on Garcia. That's his second. Team's second, and Luke Higgins to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first is off the rim, no good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Muniz back in for Sageview. He replaces Garcia. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt for Luke Higgins. Who has 3 points in the contest. .435 left, third quarter. Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt by Higgins. That one is good. 41-36, the Blue Devils. Kinsey near side with a basketball. Into the lane, almost traveled. Near side, Bird. Up top to Contreras. Contreras picked up in a switch. Shoots it near side and missed it. Just to the left of the top of the key. Rebound, Roberson. And Eggert possesses the basketball for the Blue Devils. Jay Griff sets a pick. Kinsey stays with him. Far corner, Higgins. Higgins along the baseline. To a cutting that Roberson near side. Puts it up and missed it. Gets it back in the lane. Puts it up. Missed it again. And the rebound off to Bird. A couple of good opportunities there for the Blue Devils, but they would not fall. Far side, Muniz gets it inside for Ellis. Shot over Dumpster. Off the rim, no good. Rebound off to Micah Eggert. Eggert into the front court. Looked to go coast to coast. Nearly lost the ball. Bounce it near side to Roberson. Runner on the near side is not close. Rebound is taken by a hustling Dumpster far side. Got it away from Ellis. Hands it off in the far corner. Here's a three-point attempt. Put up a heartbreak. It's in and out for Eggert. Rebound off to Roberson. And reloading far side is Eggert for a shot. No good. Rebound off to Roberson. Good hustle by the Blue Devils, who lead 41-36. That is your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. 3:18 and counting left in the third quarter. Far side dumps her for three. Good! Off an assist by Eggert. A dumpster fire puts the Blue Devils up 8, and a timeout called by Sageview with 3:07 remaining in the third. Wahai 44, Sageview 36, and we'll be back in 1 minute
You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
There's no place like home for the holidays, especially one filled with the pleasant smells and tastes of the season. Let us help. Hopper Specialty Meats is featuring smoked whole turkeys, turkey breasts, and turkey legs, and smoked Christmas hams throughout the holidays. Get your holiday turkeys and Christmas hams pre-ordered today. Call Hopper Specialty Meats at 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Or stop in and see us in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The scoreboard update earlier in the quarter presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Welcome back to the Wahigh Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. Court side, here is Ellis with a drive far side. Missed the lay-in and the rebound off to Derek Bingham. Blue Devils leading 44-36. Near side, Higgins for three. It's off the rim, no good. Getting in tight position for the rebound is Jay Griff on the far side to Dumpster. Niall Dumpster guarded by Kinsey. Dribbles out front, off for Derek Bingham. Back to Niall Dumpster. Dumpster, top of the key to Griffith with a bounce pass. Jay Griff inside for a cutting Dumpster. Shot put up and blocked. Followed by Bingham is no good. A follow by Roberson is no good. And the rebound off to Kinsey. Pass on the near side to Contreras. 44-36, the Blue Devils, 2:16 and counting left in the third quarter. Here is Kinsey going to travel the basketball before driving on Higgins. And a substitution presented by Zip Zone Conoco. Gabe Davenport into the Blue Devil lineup. He is in for Niall Dumpster, who at the moment has a team-high 12 points in the game, 6 in the first quarter and 6 more here in the third on a couple of Bruce Reed threes. Derek Bingham front court, guarded by Ellis. Between the rings, Davenport. Far side stops. Off to Bingham. Top of the key extended. On the dribble against Bouniez. Round a pick by Jay Griff. Goes into the lane. Shot over Bird. Going to be short. Deflected near side by Contreras and out of bounds. Into the Blue Devil bench. Wahigh will retain. Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Bueller back in for Sageu. He is in for Kinsey. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Blue Devils inbounding on the near sideline. Looping pass in for Griffith. A bad pass taken by Muniz. Muniz on the near side to Bueller. Puts it up top to Contreras. He'll drive on the far side. Cut off by Roberson. Gets it to the free throw line to Bird for a jumper that's no good. And the rebound off to Bingham. Bingham down the near side. Going to take it coast to coast. Bingham goes in. Scoop shot no good. Here comes Sageu in transition. Down the near side, it's Ellis. Challenged by Roberson, but it doesn't matter as Ellis throws the ball up and in. 44-38, the Blue Devils. 1:15 and counting left in the third quarter. Derek Bingham with a basketball. Bounce at top of the key to Jay Griff. Back to Bingham. Bingham pass in the far corner. Higgins. Higgins along the baseline is cut off. Throws it up in the lane. No good, but a foul is going to be called. He was fouled low post left side. He is fouled on the play by Muniz. And stepping to the strike for two. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Luke Higgins. First free throw is good. Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Colt Pemberton in for the Blue Devils for Jacob Griffith. Micah Eggert back for the Blue Devils. Another Zip Zone Conoco substitution. He is in for Kalama Roberson. 1:01 left in the third. 45-38, the Blue Devils. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Higgins. It's no good. Ball taken on the far side by Bingham. Good hustle on his part. Blue Devils in possession. Higgins bounces inside to Pemberton. Pemberton bouncing in the lane. A bad pass taken by Contreras. Contreras quickly into the front court. Going to get it inside for a lay-in by Muniz.
45-40, the Blue Devils. Agert with a basketball. Shot over Bird, no good, but he's bodied and fouled far side by Bird. Gavin Bird with the foul. Yeah, zip zone Conoco substitution. Niall Dumpster in for Derek Bingham. 36 seconds left in the third quarter. 45-40, the Blue Devils. Agert far side with the basketball. Micah on the dribble out front against Contreras. Around a pick by Pemberton. Picked up and switched by Bird. Now it's Higgins. Near side to, I'm sorry, inside for Pemberton, who lays the ball up and in after getting around Contreras. Colt Pemberton with the field goal. 47-40, the Blue Devils, 8 seconds and counting left in the third quarter. Contreras has the ball knocked away. It is taken, the loose ball by Davenport. Davenport, far side. Here is Eggert driving far side, throws up a runner off the glass and off the iron. No good. And after three periods of play, Wahigh 47, Sageview 40, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS 294.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS 2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend and former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to the Wahigh Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahigh Blue Devils leading Sageview 47-40, three out front by Dumpster is no good, and Sageview possesses the basketball. Near side it is Ellis against Micah Agert. Oh, beautiful pass inside as he drove near side and finds a wide open Kinsey in the lane for an uncontested two-pointer, and it's 47-42, the Blue Devils. Agert driving near side, throws up a runner, it's off the back of the rim, and the rebound off to Kinsey. Kinsey into the front court quickly, gets it inside for a lay-in attempt that was blocked, but a foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils. My view is obstructed for just a moment. That foul was called on Luke Higgins. And it'll mean free throws for Mounies of Sageview. Blue Devils through three quarters with 17 field goals. Mounies' first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Jacob Griffith into the game for Wahigh. He replaces Luke Higgins. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt up and good for Mounies. We have a three-point ball game. 47-44, the Blue Devils. Eggert bounce it middle of the floor to Jay Griff. Near side to Davenport. Bounce it in for Pemberton. Shot put up and missed. And the rebound going to be taken by Kinsey. Now it is off to Contreras. On the far side, Mounies spots up for a three. It's no good. Rebound deflected by Kinsey. Taken by Ellis. Shot in the lane. Good. Six in a row for Sageview. Timeout Blue Devils with 6:56 left in the fourth. Wahigh 47. Sageview 46. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates. depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Wahigh Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tolman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Wahigh Blue Devils leading the Sage U Lobos 47-46 early in this fourth quarter. Here is Niall Dumpster driving near side. Near corner, Jacob Griffith. Griffith stops at the wing. In the near corner, Dumpster for three. Going to be short. And the rebound off to Bird of Sage U. Lobos can take the lead. Here is Contreras into the lane. Reverse lay-in. No good. He missed it. Rebound off to Griffith as bodies hit the deck. Far side here is Eggert. Along the baseline, bounce it in for Dumpster, and Dumpster will score! Beautiful pass, and a strong finish by Niall Dumpster. 14 in the game, and at the other end, a response by Ellis of Sageview. Nice effort on his part. 49-48, the Blue Devils. Far side, a drive by Eggert. Shot off the bottom of the backboard. Here's Sageview in transition. Near side, Ellis around Dumpster. He lays it up, and the ball gets lodged between the backboard and the rim. Alternating possession favors Sageview. Zip zone Conoco substitutions for the Blue Devils. Roberson and Bingham in. And they are out there with Griffith, Pemberton, and Eckert. Ball into Ellis. Ellis against Roberson. Far side, Muniz. Up top to Ellis. Long three, far side by Ellis. Going to be short. Rebound off to Bingham of the Blue Devils. Bingham with a basketball near side between the rings to Eggert. 5:37 and counting left in the fourth. 49-48 the Blue Devils. Pemberton high post. One dribble near side to Eggert. Eggert against Muniz. Goes into the lane. Throwing up off the glass and good! Micah Eggert with a dozen. 51-48 the Blue Devils. 5:15 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Ellis near side with a basketball. In the near corner it goes to Contreras. Contreras has the ball knocked away and out of bounds by Jay Griff. And Sageview will retain an inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Contreras will loop it in for Bird. Top of the key. Bounce it high post to Ellis. Kicked it. But recovers it far side. And he will travel with a basketball. Good defense far side by Roberson. Forcing the travel from Ellis. And the ball back to the Blue Devils with 5:01 left in the fourth. 51-48 the Blue Devils. Micah Eggert front court with a basketball. Off to Derek Bingham. Bingham high post to Pemberton. Pemberton looking to drive near side. Throws it up over Contreras. No good. But there for the follow is Derek Bingham. Bada bing. Bada boom. And a throwaway on the far side. Sageview getting careless in the backcourt. Pass on the far side for Ellis. Goes out of bounds. And the ball back to the Blue Devils with 4:43 left in the fourth. 53-48, the Blue Devils. Micah Eggert with a basketball. Now it's Derek Bingham against Kinsey. Into the lane he goes. First lane blocked by Kinsey. Taken by Kinsey, and he stepped on the end line. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. The Blue Devils get a break with 4.5 minutes left in the fourth. Blue Devils by five, 53-48. Eggert to inbound for the Blue Devils. Loops it to Derek Bingham. Almost a backcourt violation. They will call over and back. Derek Bingham caught the ball in the front court, crossed the midcourt line, and that unforced error will give the ball back to Sageview. Bad break there for the Blue Devils. Possession Sageview. Contreras far side. Contreras near side to Kinsey. On the wing to Ellis. In for Bird. Down in the low block. Shot over Pemberton, up around and off a heartbreak, and the rebound off to Pemberton. Far side to Eggert.
53-48, the Blue Devils on a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 4:09 left in the fourth. Wahai 53 and Seju 48, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you for our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knights scoreboard update, Wahai 53, Sageview 48. We have 4 minutes and 9 seconds remaining to be played in the fourth quarter of this Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball game. Scoreboard update was presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Blue Devils inbounding on the Washington Trust Bank sideline, far side. The ball into Derek Bingham. Near side, Colt Pemberton. Free throw line extended. Up top, Micah Eggert. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Eggert far side on the dribble. He'll drive on Contreras, throw up a runner over Contreras and score! Holy Toledo! What a play by Eggert! Eggs all around. This time let's make them over easy, shall we? 55-48, the Blue Devils, 3:40 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Ellis far side with a basketball against Roberson, far corner, Contreras for three. It's off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes off to Bingham, far side to Eggert. Contreras has not scored here in the second half after a 15-point first half. 55-48, the Blue Devils, 3:21 and counting left in the fourth. Near corner, it's Griffith down in the low block for Pemberton. Gets Contreras off his feet. He cannot score on the lane attempt, but he is bumped and fouled by Contreras of the Lobos. Colt Pemberton to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws with 3:15 to go. The first is good. 56-48, the Blue Devils with 3:15 left in the fourth. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Colt is good. 57-48, the Blue Devils. Near corner, here's Kinsey. He'll drive, he'll stop. Near side to Contreras. Around a pick by Bird, picked up in a switch by Pemberton. His pass deflected by Micah Eggert and taken by Jacob Griffith. Blue Devils the other way after the Sage View turnover. Bingham near side to Eggert. Now it's in for Pemberton, up top to Eggert, top of the key. Micah looks inside, has Pemberton, far side to a cutting Roberson. First lay-in is good! Kamalama ding-dong on that one for the Blue Devils. Roberson scores. 59-48, the Blue Devils, 2:35 and counting left in the fourth. Bird near side for three. It's around and out, a heartbreak. And the rebound off to Bingham and now to Micah Eggert. 59-48, the Blue Devils just inside of 2.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Eggert with a basketball near side to Pemberton. Pemberton up top to Roberson on the far side. Free throw line extended to Eggert. Eggert in the lane for Jay Griff. He's almost tied up. Gets it on the near side to Bingham. Bingham goes into the lane. Cannot score. A heartbreak there. And the rebound off to Bird of Sageview. Into the front court he comes. Hands it off to Ellis. 2 minutes and counting left in the fourth. Long three by Ellis. Up and good. And a foul is called. That shot for at least 28 feet out front. And Colt Pemberton fouled him. Not what the Blue Devils needed. That is the fourth personal foul on Colt Pemberton, and we could be looking at a 4-point play as Ellis hit one from long, long distance and was fouled. Well, our apologies. They initially said the foul was on Colt Pemberton.
Now they're saying it's on Kalama Roberson. Here's the free throw by Ellis. The Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt is up and good. And that brings Sageview to within 7, 59-52. Going to put up some backcourt pressure. Bingham gets it in the front court to Roberson. Far side, here's Jagriff spotting up for a three. May have been partially blocked. Loose ball inside, taken up by Roberson. Off to Bingham. Bingham will drive near side. Bingham will have the ball knocked away, but he is fouled on a lay-in attempt with 1:42 to go. And that foul is called on Kinsey. And Derek Bingham to the stripe for 2 Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. 59-52, the Blue Devils. Free throw by Bingham. In and out, stays out. And a technical foul is going to be called on the Sageview bench. A bad break for Sageview with 1:42 left. Technical foul called on the bench. So I think Derek Bingham will attempt another Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw, and then 2 more free throws will be coming on the technical foul. Also goes in the book as a personal foul on the Lobos. Derek Bingham, free throw, way off the mark. Missed them both. And now technical free throws. Jacob Griffith to the stripe. 4-2 shots. Presented by Walla Walla Daily Grind. The first is good. Jacob got the first one. Now looking to get the second Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt. It is up, and it is around and in. He got it. Off the front of the rim and through for it, Jay Griff. He has a half dozen points in the game, and the Blue Devils up 9, 61-52. Blue Devils will now inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline, far side. Ball into Micah Eggert. Eggert driving near side and stumbled a bit. Throws it up in deep on the right-hand side. No good. And the Blue Devils going to go over the back on the rebound. Jay Griff with that foul as he went over the back of Bird. And Sage Utah inbound in the backcourt with 1:32 left. 61-52, the Blue Devils. Here is Contreras near side. Contreras hands it off to Ellis near side against Roberson. Pulls up top of the key. Jumper on the way is up and good for Ellis. He has 10 in the quarter, 22 in the game. 61-54, the Blue Devils. Drive far side. Here is Roberson throwing one up and in. Roberson muscles one up for 2 in the low block, and the Blue Devils lead 63-54. We're in the final minute, time remaining, fourth quarter. Kinsey on the far side with the basketball up top to Ellis. Ellis far side against Roberson. Cut off far side, a double team by Pemberton and Roberson. Shot clock at 8. Near side, here is Kinsey with a runner. He missed it. High for the rebound, Derek Bingham. Bingham with a basketball. 34 seconds left in the fourth. 63-54, the Blue Devils. Bingham on the dribble, far side against Kinsey. Dribbles to the near side, far side to Eggert. Down to 12 seconds on the shot clock, 20 on the game clock. Here is Eggert, going to be bumped and fouled on the near side with 16 seconds to go. Fouled by Contreras. Shot clock is off. Blue Devils up 63-54. About to earn a hard-earned win here tonight. Ball inbounded to Eggert. He is fouled by Muniz. That is 5 in the quarter on Sageview. Micah Eggert to the stripe for 2. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. First one by Micah is up, and it is around and in. 64-54, the Blue Devils. Second attempt by Micah off the back of the rim, front of the rim, no good, and Sage you the other way. Down to 10 seconds. Here's Ellis near side throwing one up, an air ball caught by Pemberton, and that is going to do it here in the Wahai Gym. Final score, Wahai 64, Sageview 54. Coming up next, the Chevelle Construction post-game show. After a three-minute timeout, you're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
Is inflation weighing you down? Navigating today's complex markets can be overwhelming. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro of D.A. Davidson can help bring clarity to your financial picture. They can work with you to develop a personalized wealth strategy, putting your interests first. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can prepare for whatever comes your way. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
You're listening to Walla Walla's top news talk sports radio station, KGDC AM 1320. Now you can experience Fox News, the Mariners, the Cougars, your favorite talk radio programs, and Wahai Blue Devils Radio crystal clear at FM 92.9. And check out KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM. There you'll find Glenn Beck, Clark Howard, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, Red Eye Radio, and College Place Hawks Radio. That's KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Many people want to reward their pets by giving them treats. The problem is we give too many treats composed of the wrong foods and for the wrong reasons. Take chocolate, for instance. A chemical found in chocolate can be toxic to dogs. In fact, it's best to avoid giving your pets any candy at all. Try substituting raw fruits or vegetables next time you're wanting to reward your pet with a treat. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil boys have just defeated the Sage U Lobos by a final score of 64-54. And in just a few moments, we will commence our Chevelle Construction post-game show presented by our good friend and Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. We're going to do some number crunching during the next commercial break and then get the Chevelle Construction post-game show rocking and rolling here. The Blue Devils victorious tonight over Sageview. And we'll be back after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. For the first time ever, starting December 12th through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. Check out our Instagram and Facebook pages for your daily chance to win gift cards from many local restaurants and businesses. We have more new and certified pre-owned Toyotas than ever. They must be sold for us to get the units we need for the new year. No reasonable offer will be turned down. I know that sounds cliche, but just try us. May all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And welcome back to the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil boys have just defeated the Sageview Lobos. Mid-Columbia Conference basketball action by a score of 64-54. The Blue Devils improving to 2-1 in Mid-Columbia Conference play. The Blue Devils 3-2 overall. And we are joined courtside during our Chevelle Construction postgame show by Wahai guard Micah Eggert, Eric Kimball, CPA player of the game. Micah leading the Blue Devils with 15 points in this contest. And Micah, one of those nights where it appeared you weren't afraid to mix it up with the big boys driving to the basket.
Yeah, I just felt like we kind of got into a flow on offense in the second half, and it kind of opened the lane for me after hitting shooters and then knocking down shots. And then it was kind of just one-on-one, or I would go off pick and roll and go find my shot. And it was just team effort out there, and we played really hard out there on defense, and it transitioned to our offense, too.
Indeed it did, and what a defensive effort in the second half. My goodness. Contreras was amazing in that first half. 15 points. You know how many he scored in the second half? Nada. None. Zero. Zippo. Zilch. Talk about what, if any, adjustments were made at halftime to contain Contreras, because he was awfully tough in that first half with 15 points.
Yeah, we just kind of like, when we went into halftime, we were like, we got to lock down on defense because that's our strong suit and that's how we get stuff going. And then after we talked and we went out on the court and we did what we talked about at halftime, putting pressure on them and not giving them much space and making it hard for them to drive. And it kind of just was a team effort out there on defense, getting help on drives. And then when they kicked out, we would rotate out to shooters, and it just, yeah, it worked out there.
Well, when you hold a team in a close game to 23 points in the second half, your chances of winning are pretty good, especially when you score 32 in the second half, and that's what the Blue Devils did here tonight.
Yeah, I just kind of feel like after halftime, we came out with a defensive energy, and it kind of translated to our offense, and we started getting stops, and then that gave us energy on offense to go attack and score inside. And then once we scored inside, they'd help, and we'd find shooters, and then, yeah.
And, Micah, this was a night where you're going against a Sageview ball club that has a dangerous player like Contreras, and Ellis is no slouch either.
Yeah, they're a good team, and they're young, so we got to be ready for them next time, but we'll be prepared.
Well, Micah, we appreciate the time very, very much. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to your teammates. And congratulations to the coaching staff for getting a hard-fought win here tonight against a Sageview ball club that I suspect is going to wear its, or win, I should say, its share of games this season.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Micah Eggert. Our Eric Kimball, CPA player of the game, joining us at courtside during our Chevelle Construction post-game show. We'll let Micah go back into the locker room and enjoy this victory with his teammates and coaching staff. With one exception, because we are now joined courtside during our Chevelle Construction post-game show, my Wahai boys basketball coach Spencer Hessler and coach. Talk about a hard-fought win. If there was ever a hard-fought win, it was the win you got here tonight.
Absolutely. I felt like we kind of needed that game. We have, of our four games, two have been blowouts on the wrong side, two have been kind of blowouts on the other side, on the good side for us. So it's kind of good for us to have a little adversity. They went on some runs. I thought our guys responded really well. The effort was great all night. I thought we played our butts off. So, yeah.
I was going to say, this team, if there's one characteristic they have, is that win, lose, or draw, they're going to play their ever-loving tails off.
Absolutely. I love that about this group. They compete for how long? I don't know how long a basketball game is right now. Four quarters, the whole time, they're competing their butts off. They communicate. They work hard. They stay together. They're a really fun group to coach.
I'll tell you, a couple of dangerous players on this Sageview ball club. Ellis ended up with a game-high 22 points. Contreras had 15. But he did not score in the second half.
Yeah, we kind of went over our scouting report again at halftime. Our scouting report was stay down on four, make him take tough shots over us. And we were flying out under control the first half, and he got around us, made some good shots. Ellis is good. He averages 28 points a game, so we knew he was going to be tough. Our goal was to kind of wear him down with Micah, Kalama, Derek, and I thought, especially that fourth quarter, Kalama was incredible on him.
Well, the Blue Devils, with three players in double figures, led by our Eric Kimball, CPA player of the game, Micah Eggert, with 15. Niall Dumpser, a nice contribution. He had 14 points in the game, and Derek Bingham added 10.
Yeah, we're not going to have a guy scoring 30 points a game. We're got to do it by committee, which is fine. I think we got the ball moving. We're sharing the ball, and that's how we got to play to be successful.
And another tough challenge coming up tomorrow. Not much time to celebrate this victory. Going to be looking for the sweep tomorrow, but in a place that is never easy to win for the most part. It was a struggle last year. The Blue Devils managed to get out of Hermiston last year with a 5-point win, 58-53. And I suspect tomorrow's game at Hermiston is going to be another tough challenge for the Blue Devils.
Absolutely. We knew this was a tough weekend for us. We knew it was a winnable weekend, so we wanted to get this first one out of the way. It will take all of us tomorrow in Hermiston like tonight, but I believe in our guys. I think we'll be ready to play come tomorrow.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time very, very much. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to your coaching staff. And congratulations to the young men for gutting out a win here tonight over a Sageview team that I think is going to be heard from quite a bit this season.
Absolutely. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you. Wahai boys basketball coach Spencer Hessler joining us during our Chevelle Construction post-game show after this 64-54 Wahai victory over the Sageview Lobos. And our Chevelle Construction post-game show now continues with final statistics. They are presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. Final scoring in the game for the victorious Blue Devils, Kalama Roberson with a half dozen, Micah Eggert, 15, Derek Bingham, 10, Jacob Griffith with 6, Luke Higgins, 5, Colt Pemberton with 8, Niall Dumpser with 14. The Blue Devils, 23 field goals in tonight's game, 7 from Bruce Reed range. The Blue Devils, 11 of 16 from the free throw line. And the Blue Devils, by our unofficial count, were called for a dozen personal fouls in this contest. For Sageview, Contreras with 15, Muniz with 7, Ellis a game high 22, Kinsey with 8, and Bird with 2. Sageview with 19 field goals in the game, 4 from three-point territory. Sageview 75% from the free throw line, 12 of 16. Sageview was called for 13 personal fouls in tonight's contest. We're going to look at the official book to confirm those numbers foul-wise. Looks like the Blue Devils were called for 13 personal fouls in the ball game, and it was Sageview that was called for 12. So the foul differential, you know, not much of a differential at all, to be honest with you. A hard-fought contest here tonight, and in the end, the Blue Devils get the job done 64-54. Our final statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential roofing and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. And that's going to do it for our post-game show from the Wahai Gym. It's presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster, Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. Tomorrow, the Wahai boys and girls basketball teams will be on the road for Mid-Columbia Conference matchups with the Hermiston Bulldogs. The girls' game scheduled to tip off at 3:15, followed by the boys' game at 5 o'clock. And we will plan to take the air tomorrow afternoon at 2:45 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Some thank yous to go out as we sign off this evening from the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium, our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. First of all, I want to thank all of the great people in Walla Walla School District 140 for their support of our broadcast, including Superintendent Dr. Ben Guyan, Principal John Schumacher, and Athletic Director Chris Ferenz. Also want to thank our in-studio engineer, Juliana Brower, the former Juliana Fazzari, for an outstanding job at the controls tonight. That's appreciated very, very much. Of course, I want to thank all of our great sponsors who helped make these Wahai basketball broadcasts possible. And, of course, I want to thank each and every one of you in Blue Devil Nation for tuning in to our single header here tonight. I'm Roy Elia reporting from the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium, telling you one final time, the Wahai boys improved to 2-1 in Mid-Columbia Conference play, 3-2 overall. The Blue Devils, a 64-54 victory tonight over the Sageview Lobos. It is now time for the baby boy of the late Elvita Elia, a 1943 graduate of Walla Walla High School, to return you to the studios of your home for Blue Devil Radio, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC. From the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium, I'm Roy Elia, wishing each and every one of you in Blue Devil Nation, in the words of my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, a very pleasant good evening.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Wahai Blue Devils basketball on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 on your FM dial. Join us again next time for Blue Devils Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC.